Today we are looking at audio description. We are going to focus particularly on one theatre, the Arena in Wolverhampton. Now, to chat a little bit about the services there, we have with us Kirsty Povey. Kirsty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
So tell me a little bit about the Arena Theatre. So where is it? When was it founded? And what kind of things do you guys show there?
We've just celebrated our 40th year. It was an old gym as part of the University of Wolverhampton, which I believe was the Polytechnic of Wolverhampton at the time. And over the years, we've built up this reputation for doing access shows that have artists with disabilities and having patrons with disabilities who come and regularly view the show. We're very lucky. Had a refurb in 2000 and was made so it was accessible, and there are ramps and everything is pretty much on one level, and we also have a lift down onto the stage. Last year, we also had another refurb that just made it a little bit nicer and brighter. The one thing we're lacking at the moment that we're about to fix is none of our staff at the moment are BSL trained. A few of us are about to go on a course where we'll have very basic BSL so that we can communicate with anybody who's deaf. But up until that point, we do have people who come in regularly for us, interpret the shows. So, you know, like, it's an ongoing process that we continue to be very passionate about. And anything we can do to make people comfortable, and that's everybody, we do.
Do people get the opportunity to tell you what their visit was like or give ideas on improvements?
Yeah, we welcome customer feedback. The more, like, feedback we get, the better it is for us to be able to do more things. Obviously, there's social media that people contact us through. And whenever there's a show that may have something aimed at a disability, there's usually a feedback form. The more people tell us, the more we can do. And that's exactly what we're about. Everybody at the Arena is about making it better for everyone.
In terms of our listeners, Kirsty, many of them will have visual impairments or they'll know someone who is blind, perhaps, and we often talk about audio description. So what's in place for that kind of service?
Over this season, we've had 7 audio describe performances, and we will continue that into the next season. We're hoping by 2018 to have all of our shows audio described.
That's a fantastic goal if that can be achieved. You're certainly on the way there. Now, something else I was interested in, Kirsty, was the technology used for audio description. You have a new Sennheiser system, and many of our listeners, again, will be familiar with turning up and getting these little sets with headphones that aren't yours, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But the Sennheiser is a much improved system.
It is, yeah. So Mobile Connect, it's a brand new system. It enables anybody who wants to listen to the audio description via their phone. They don't have to, if they don't want to, they don't have to come to the box office and say, can I have a headset? They can just go in and they can connect to Mobile Connect via their mobile phone and listen with a pair of earphones. We have still got our infrared system, but most people are choosing the Mobile Connect just because I think it makes it much easier. We also provide iPods, so that anybody who doesn't have a phone can come and ask us for an iPod and they can listen to it through that as well.
You mentioned earlier on, Kirsty, some of the audio described performances and your hopes for more of those to be described as well. Could you maybe give us a couple of examples, say, of ones that have been and ones that are coming up?
Yeah, of course. So the ones that have been, Vamos, well, it was actually a relaxed performance as well as an audio described performance. So 2 of our new works were called She and Dancing About Architecture, and both of those had audio description and BSL attached to them, and that went really well, and the people who listened again really enjoyed them. The ones that are coming up, Spillikin, a company with 4 cast members, and one of those cast members is a £65,000 robot, so that should be fun, and our interpreter is very much looking forward to working alongside the robot. And then we've got another one coming up, which is called Meet Fred by Hijinks Theatre. And it's got puppetry in it and that. And so we work very closely with our audio describers, and they get very excited about the shows and they get quite involved. And our companies are very good as well, being part of that process and allowing us to attach audio description and BSL to those shows. And, you know, it really does pay off.
Just finally then, if people would like to learn more about the Arena Theatre, maybe come along to some of the audio described performances, how can they get in touch?
Well, they can get in touch by either calling the box office on 01902 321 321, or they can visit us online at arena.wlv.ac.uk, or they can follow us on Twitter at arena_theatre, or on Facebook at www.arenatheatre.com/arenatheatre.
Kirsty, best of luck with all the new performances, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.